Gamze Yalcin is up early morning to finish her latest graffiti project in Istanbul's hip central Tophane district.
I painted many times on this wall. I changed time to time. It's a kind of wall for me, like I'm doing installation, I'm changing.
Gamze is part of a growing wave of graffiti artists who've transformed parts of the city over the last few years. Many of these artists are women, and projecting images of women is a strong theme in Gamze's work.
There's so much to do for this world, so I feel very lucky that as a female artist painting on the street or wherever I go, that brings so much power and so much inspiration.
People seem to appreciate the vibrancy and imagery of the graffiti.
Coloring the walls and shop fronts is beautiful rather than seeing just shutters or bare, derelict walls. This is much more colorful. When you wake up in the morning, streets look much different. I think this is super.
The wave of graffiti sweeping through parts of the city has met little resistance from the authorities. Despite a heavy police presence in central Istanbul, graffiti artists say they are usually left alone. Such indifference may be explained by the fact that most graffiti artists stay away from overt political themes. On the Asian side of Istanbul, the Kadıköy municipality even invites local and international graffiti artists to decorate neighborhoods with huge murals adorning apartment blocks. While graffiti art has come relatively late to Istanbul, it's evolving fast and has become one of the few remaining outlets for public expression.
Since the space of freedom we experienced 10 years ago has become more restricted, and with graffiti already seen as an illegal activity, what people express, tell, even scream with their work will likely be a reaction to these changes. Graffiti changes its form constantly. Sometimes the works become more aggressive.
Given the current political situation in Turkey, Istanbul walls for now are giving a rare opportunity for young artists to bring color to the city. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.